Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
If you recently went to the cinema to watch Ari Aster's new folk horror film, Midsommar, then you might have left thinking, keep me the hell away from those people. Those people in the white shirts and the blonde hair, those people that are all consumed in their beliefs that they don't mind cutting you or your friends down simply to celebrate their god's curry favour to grow a great garden of potatoes and carrots for the following year. Keep me away from that cult. To me, there's nothing scarier than belief. And coming up against belief and being ruled against someone else's set of beliefs that I don't believe in myself, I find it absolutely terrifying. Because belief is powerful. When Edward Woodward kept his appointment with the Wicker Man, he called out his prayers to his Catholic God whilst he was burned to the ground. Again, just for some, I think they were trying to grow satsumas and oranges and stuff on that one, on the Wicker Man back in the 70s. And then when Rosemary finds a secret passage in her apartment leading up to a secret room of Satanists, and she meets her baby for the first time, her own belief caves completely, and she bends to the will of the Satanists. Because belief can sway people. It can sway people to do great things, but also terrible, terrible things. So, with that said, kneel. Offer up your firstborns and pray at the Church of Podcastius, because it's time for us to take audio horror communion once again. Welcome to the 44th volume of The Other Stories. Welcome to Cults. We have returning creatives this month. We have John Freeman and Daniel Wilcox teaming up once again, like the Hardy Boys, to bring us a new tale of terror. And Stephen Prizeman is back, offering us another glimpse into his crazy, crazy mind. But we've got a ton of new writers this month as well. We've got Daniel Keating, Richard Beauchamp, and Ken Goldman all join us here at the TOS Towers. On narration duties this month, we've got Persephone Rose, Ian McEwen, Justin Fife, Josh Curran, and one of our newest narration recruits, Jasmine Plate. And as always, Carl Hughes is editing, and myself, I'll be doing the intro and outro bits, which I know you love so much. Last month we had a call out for some new reviews because we got a one-star review. I wasn't going to take it personally, I was just going to brush it off, but I mentioned it and you guys left us a big batch of new reviews. So I thought I'd read some of them out here for my own ego, obviously, but also just to celebrate the show and celebrate the other creatives that work on this. And you know, it's nice to bask in a bit of glory every now and again. So the first review here from Evil7Ash from the United States of America. Great pod, 4 stars, high production value and a professional execution. I don't remember a story about an execution, but we probably have done it. We've done a lot of stories. The stories themselves are a bit hit and miss, but still great overall. Thank you, Evil7Ash. That's very, very fair of you. Another review here from Vid Axel from the United States of America. Thank you very much for leaving this review, Vid. You are one of my favourite people on the planet. Outstanding podcast featuring short story horror. 5 stars. The episodes of this podcast are a joy to listen to. They feature fresh, creative horror short stories with brilliant narration and professional-level audio production. The host brings hilarious, irreverent remarks to the opening and closing of each episode, and to the occasional one provides only a brief update about the podcast's goings-on. I think that's like the volume openers like today. If you enjoy a frequent dose of short story horror and irreverent humour, definitely try this podcast. Vid, I could not agree with you more. I've always thought that Vid was one of the best names on the planet, and I believe I'm correct. Okay, another one from Hero Protagonist Cole Trickle. I wonder where Hero Protagonist Cole Trickle's parents got that name from. Hero Protagonist Cole Trickle is from the United States of America, and he said, 5 stars, one of the best in the genre, check it out. Consistently solid. It is very solid. Thank you very much for noticing. Well-produced stories. Definitely a tier above the typical creepypasta fare. The bite-sized tales are perfect for podcast snacking and binging alike. This will have a spot in your rotation long after many of us have come and gone. Great job. Keep up the good work. I am a big fan of creepypasta, but it depends on the sauce. I'm a bolognese sauce fan myself. Okay, this one from... That's a terrible joke. This one from Alice SD22. Alice SD22 is, I guess, some sort of android from the United States of America. So she says, amazing stories, five stars. These stories get your brain going. They're so well written and thought out. I love the twists, horror, suspense, and the way they make you think about the future. I love their narrated voices. They draw me in with their smooth, well-spoken, slick voices. This podcast is a gem. Seriously, never disappoints. Thank you. Alice SD22. Treat yourself to a software update, because that's made me feel amazing. Thank you so much for that. Okay, so this one is from listener number 1,285 from the United States of America. This is our 1,285th listener, apparently. So five stars. I don't know what that means. 5 stars. If I had a dollar, I would donate. Hopefully things will turn around soon so I can. Thanks for the stories. Listen, listener 1285. Don't worry about it. If you don't have the money, don't spend it. We'll be able to still make the show. Obviously it does help, and we love patronage, and it all helps keep the show going if people can, but we don't ever want to put someone in an uncomfortable position. We're here to bring you pleasure, to bring you joy, and to make your weeks and commutes to work that little bit easier. So, you know, don't stress at all. Okay, this one from Crasher28 from the United States of America. My voice went in. From the United States of America. 5 stars, amazing work. Just found this podcast a few days ago as I'm binge listening. The authors and narrators are doing amazing work, and I'm loving the stories. Keep up the good work, everyone. I completely agree that everyone should keep up the good work. Everyone. It's fantastic. And this might, you know, this is a bit of an exercise of sort of smelling our own farts, but again, this isn't just for me. This is for Carl, this is for Dan, and all the writers and all the narrators, and all the everyone who puts so much work into this. I do very, very little. I do very little compared to a lot of the others in this show, especially Carl. Carl puts a lot of time into this podcast. So the reason I want to sort of celebrate the show and these reviews because I want them to celebrate a little bit. You know, take a moment, take it all in, and yeah, enjoy it, you know. The last one I've got here from Glenn K1, 5 stars, and he's putting his title here, Mold versus Mold, M-O-U-L-D versus M-O-L-D. Great podcast, he says, check out the spelling. I don't think he means that as a compliment. I think when he says check out spelling, I think he means to us that we need to check out the spelling because we've maybe made a mistake. And I think he's referring to Mold on the Walls, which was an episode in the last theme where we spelt it in the title, M-O-U-L-D. Now, Glenn K1, I don't know if you've noticed, but we're English. There are subtle differences between the English spelling and the American English spellings. M-O-U-L-D is how we spell mold in terms of, you know, food mold or bacteria growth or that kind of thing. So we will check out spelling and we will check out how fantastic we're doing with it. But thank you so much for the review, Glenn. You are an absolute legend. So if you want to leave us a review, you can do so on iTunes. That's probably the best way because we get notifications for iTunes reviews. There are other places to leave reviews as well, on Spotify and your little podcast apps. There's tons of podcast apps out there now. I can't keep up with them. There are so many. The only thing is, we don't really see. We struggle to find some of these disparate ones. Whereas the iTunes ones, we get notifications. We get notifications and we see them and we can enjoy them. So if you want to leave a review, preferably do it on iTunes, but do it in whatever way you can. So we have a new patron. I'd like to say a big welcome to Nicole Danzer for becoming the latest patron of Hawk and Cleaver's The Other Stories. Nicole will get access to exclusive episodes. She'll get early access to ad-free episodes, and she'll get her name in our books, and she will get a nice back massage. I can only assume on the back massage. It's not part of what we offer, but I can assume she's got a back massage in the future at some point. So thank you so much, Nicole. If you want to become a patron and become a Patreon, you become a patron over at patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. And you can price from as little as $1 a month. You don't feel like you have to. Don't feel like you have to, but it's nice. Next up on the agenda, we have chosen our book to read for the Hawk and Readers Book Club. This is all done on our Facebook group. You can go to facebook.com/groups/hawkandcleaver and you can join the group and you can join on the fun. This month we have chosen to read Recursion by Blake Crouch, which is a sci-fi thriller. If you read last year's, I think it was last year, maybe the year before, Dark Matter, that was a cracking read. This is meant to be a tonal follow-up to that. So if you want to read it with us, come and join the group. We're going to have a little chat about it. Me and Dan are going to join, do a Facebook Live thing. We're going to talk about it. And we're going to do a little review. It's also worth bearing in mind now that we have a new admin of our Facebook group, Joshua Boucher. Thank you so much for taking on that challenge of being the Facebook group administrator. You now have the power to execute any and anyone you deem worthy of execution. So it's a lot of responsibility, Joshua. I'm glad you're up for the task. Don't get carried away now. We can accept maybe a couple of executions a week. Any more than that, then we're going to have to start questioning it. So, yeah, come join the Facebook group. It's a lot of fun. It's where we talk about a lot of stuff. I've been talking about the boys on there recently. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to see you on there, to seeing you on there. Lastly, I'd just like to give a bit of a shout out to Dan Walker's new podcast, The Great Writers Share podcast. If you're a writer and you're looking to get into it, or you're looking to become a full-time writer, become a professional writer, this is the podcast for you, really. Dan is interviewing tons of fantastic people, and he's picking apart their brains and he's pulling out lessons, and it's really inspiring to listen to some of these interviews that Dan's done. The first one is with me. I found that one particularly inspiring. But no, he's done interviews with Michael Anderle, Alex E. Gates, and Martha Carr, And he's got new interviews coming out all the time. And I mean, if you want to be a writer, if you want to learn from people doing it, then podcasts are the best way to do it. I can't tell you how many hours I've spent listening to interviews with people, and have absorbed so much information. And this podcast probably wouldn't be here if it wasn't for me listening to some interview podcast somewhere at some point in time. So I completely recommend it. Go search for Great Writers Share, and that should come up there. But yeah, so that's all we've got for today. I hope you're having a fantastic life, because there's not much else other than life. So enjoy it. Take a moment. Hug your loved ones. Hold on tight, because the world is spinning around. Don't know if you realise that. That's a great song, Do You Realise, by The Flaming Lips. And yeah, so I'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the theme. Don't join a cult. Unless it's a cult. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.